Good morning and shalom.
Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. We are grateful to God who has given us an opportunity to study the Bible together, to reflect on the Word of God. There are very many people in this world. More than half the population of the continent, more than half of the world, the globe, who do not have the freedom to study the Bible, to read the Bible, and to express what God has put in them. So, Chris, let's take it and use it at this time. Whatever we read, it will make us. It does not go into waste. This time, we want to look at Esther, chapter number 3, from verses 1 all the way to 15. Now, in this part, we want to acknowledge that our positions will attract conflict. Oppositions will attract evil plots. For you, for your wife, for your husband, for your parents, for your people, for your tribe's people, for your country. You see, when the enemy comes to fight, the enemy will always look at you in totality. And he wants to throw arrows, not only to you, but to your generation, to your children, to your family. So we want to see what happened when Esther and Mordecai were promoted and they started working at the palace. The enemy of the Jews, a man called Haman, started to plan to destroy them. So number one, we want to learn how we can be ready to confront the evil plots and battles, conflicts from the kingdom of darkness and from the spirit of racism and tribalism and witchcraft and false religion. Number two, we want to know that the enemy you failed to destroy when God asked you to destroy, that enemy will look for an opportunity to destroy you. We will understand that Haman was from a tribe, was from a group of people called Amalekites. He was from Agagites. Remember, the Agag was the king of the Amalekites. When God told the Israelites that he's going to destroy them, King Saul refused to destroy them. And we see that the enemy that we don't destroy, when they are growing up, when they are small, those sins will finally destroy you. And not only you, they seek to destroy you and your family. Number three, we want to understand how we can balance between worship of God and respect for men. God has not called us to worship men. God has called us to respect men. We respect the King of earth, but we worship the King of heaven only. Don't interchange. Some people respect God, but they worship their pastors. They worship their presidents. They worship their governors. That's not the truth. And number four, we want also to understand the danger of abusing signet ring. This is something we call signet ring. This is a ring that the king of Persia, or those, you know, the kings of those times, would give to the most trusted person. That ring was actually had a signature of the king. It means that when you write a letter, the king was writing a letter because they would sign in the king's name. It's like when we go today, we walk and do everything in the name of Jesus. That's our signature today. That's our signet ring. It would be good for us to honor, to do exactly what Jesus wants us to do. Can you imagine writing a letter that is against, that is contrary to Jesus, then you sign in the name of Jesus? It is confusing. It is an absurdity in heaven. And heaven is bothered, troubled. I didn't authorize that you write that. So in this story, we see that the king Ahasuerus promoted a man called Haman, of, you know, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and established his authority over all the princes who were with him, and all the king's servants who were at the king's gate, that's where Mordecai was working, bowed down and paid homage or worship Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai neither bowed down all nor paid homage. Then the king's servants who were at the gate said to Mordecai, Why are you transgressing the king's command? Now, it was then that, now it was when they had spoken daily to him and he could not listen to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's reason would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. Now, what you're talking about here is there came a time that King Xerxes, or Ahasuerus, Xerxes is the Greek name, Ahasuerus is the Hebrew name. So the Hebrews were calling him Ahasuerus, but the Greek were calling him Xerxes, same person. He lifted up. Of course, Esther is already a queen for some years now. Mordecai is working at the gate together with others. And at that time, the king brought this man called Haman. Now, who was Haman? He's called son of Hammedatha, the Agagite. Now, this was from the tribe of Amalekites. You remember in the book of Exodus 17 and verse 8, God commanded that he would blot out from memory this tribe. This is one of the tribe that God said, I want to forget about it. And he waited until time was ripe. So he sent a man by the name called Saul. And he said, Saul, your assignment is one. King Saul, the first king of Israel, he was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was a tribe of Kish from the tribe of Benjamin. He said, your assignment is one. Go destroy and hear it. Completely the tribe called Amalekites from the face of the earth. That's your assignment. What did King Saul do? King Saul just went and killed partially, just a few, and he left even Agag, the king, and the best sheep and animals. And when confronted by Samuel, he said, this is to worship the Lord your God. And God said, does God require you to disobey? God, does God require sacrifice of obedience? And God said, to obey is better than sacrifice. That's where that came from. Now, let me tell you this. Now, Saul did not finish Agag. And you know what? The person who finally killed King Saul then was from an Amalekite. It tells us that if you do not destroy some sins, some systems, some parts of self, when they are growing up, when they are small, when they are weak, those sins, when they have not yet established, these sins will destroy us. God help us. Saul was killed by an Amalekite boy. Many years, God, now these Amalekite people came up, and Haman was from that tribe. He's a descendant from that. They were not annihilated. They were not destroyed. Guess what? Mordecai is also from the tribe of Benjamin. He is a tribe of Kish. He is a descendant of King Saul. Now, when Haman understood the history and he knew this is the person who was trying to kill us, he changed the script, and now he wanted to do what God had told Saul to do. Haman wanted to do that. God had said, destroy them, kill them, annihilate them, destroy them from the face of the earth. That's what King Saul did not obey, and now that's what the Amalekites want to do to the Israelites. So please, let's destroy some of those things. Now, people were bowing down. Mordecai refused, because Mordecai understood that it is only God that you can worship, but respect the king. Let me challenge ourselves. In the place of work, in our churches, in our families, as wives, as spouses, as workers, let's differentiate between worship and respect. Respect your president, don't worship him. Respect your husband, don't worship him. Respect your pastor, don't worship them. And that must be known. Mordecai tells us how to do that. Then, from here, we are told, as we come to the conclusion, that Haman planned to kill the Jews. And you know what? They came and called everybody, some of the people from the city, and they started planning. And they cast lots. Those lots were called P-U-R, poor. They cast the lots in January, the month of Nisan, and the lots, these are votes. The votes came that it was supposed to be, that they were supposed to kill them in the month of December, Adar. 1 month, 1 year. And they were preparing for 1 year to kill them. And it is at this particular moment that the Jews understood what is happening. They understood that they were to be destroyed. Their position was to be plundered, and the king came, and Haman came and told the king, "King, there's some people who remain here, and they have different traditions, and they do not obey you, which is untrue. Can't we kill them?" And he said, "I'm going to pay a lot of money." The king said, retain your money. I'm going," and he gave him the signet ring, his authority. He said, "Go and kill them. Go and do whatever you want." That's when they came, you know, to plan on how to kill, to annihilate young, old, women, children, everybody, that will destroy them, to kill them, and to move them under the heaven. Do you know that's what the enemy wants to do to you? Not only to you, even to your family. That's why I was saying, don't be quick to expose who you are. Mordecai had told them, "I'm not bowing because I'm a Jew. And a Jew worships God all the time. Let people know you, who you are. When it comes to the standards When it comes to why you're not going to do this, you have to always to bring that I'm not doing this because I fear God. You remember Joseph, when he refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife, he said, I'm not going to do this because I cannot disobey God. You refuse to do things not because you do not love the king or your manager or whoever it is, but because you respect God, because you honor God. Let them know it is because of how you relate with your God that you fail to do this. But get ready for the conflict. Get ready for the battle. And this is what they did. And they selected this and they made known what they are expected to do. And the funny thing is that when the letter was written, it was not supposed to be changed. It was surprised to every prince, 127 provinces. And the funny thing is that the king and Haman sat down to drink while the city of Susa was confused, was bewildered. Let me tell you, be prepared for the battle. Do not abuse the signet ring. When God gives you authority, let's always consult him and let's not write to destroy others. Let's not plan to destroy others with the authority that God has given us. Father, help us that we don't destroy anybody by the authority God has given us. Help us to be prepared to fight the battles of God. Help us to see through and never to worship anybody. Help us to respect them and help us to destroy those enemies when they are small so that they don't destroy us when they are grown up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.